funny how the world works sometimes. It's funny how the fun you make time fly. It's funny when you kiss me, cause I can tell you miss me. Who knows, this just might be love.
High school and college provide such a formative time in life, and for many, it's when they develop and pursue their lifelong dreams of making it big in their chosen career. For Nahoku nominee for R&B Joni Lamedo, it all came true, and the 2006 St. Francis High School graduate is playing a special concert for the nuns that helped her reach for the stars, in thanks for helping her catch one or two so far in her musical career. She's with us in the studio to share her story of success with her album, Years in the Breaking. Welcome to the conversation, Joni.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about your story. You're currently based in California. You grew up in music. Your dad was a singer. You were palling around with your sisters who were in music. What was that moment when you found that this was your passion, your career?
I think it was when, you know, I realized that writing music was more than just kind of like the, like, entertaining people you know, the party aspect of it, you know, and I realized it could be much more relatable. And it wasn't until I started writing my own music and a friend of mine said, you know, she really related to that. It wasn't until then I realized I was like, yeah, I could do something much more with it than just, you know, that kind of deal.
Well, it's discovering your story reached someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Being that company for somebody when, you know, they need it the most. And when they can't really have that voice for themselves, they know they're feeling something and they can't quite word it. Yeah, because I know I've most definitely had those moments with, and you know, there are songs that were like that for me, and to be that voice for somebody else is just, it's really nice.
So you started doing a lot of musical theater, doing things even in high school, where you were helping to direct other people's music and other people's theater and plays. And then at some point you transitioned into saying, I want to write my own, but it wasn't a straightforward path.
No, not at all.
So after high school, you went on to community college and studied cosmetology.
I did.
Tell me about what it was like. You were in classes, but you brought your guitar and you really enjoyed that a little bit more.
I did. So cosmetology was like a whole, you know, trip in itself. It was a lot of hard work, and I was doing it because, you know, I finally decided, like, oh, this is something I could do as a career and it pays well, you know, at the end of the day, like if I hustle. And I just, you could feel that no matter, well, I could feel that no matter how much work I was putting into it, there was something about it. It was like, there wasn't something that was like quite clicking. I could do the work fairly well. And, you know, I was developing like a clientele at college at the salon, but it wasn't, the thing that kind of made my day was during my breaks when I would play music with and for my friends.
They say you know what you're supposed to do when it becomes fun, when you look forward to it every day. And if you can make a career out of that, out of the fun moments in life, you've got it made. But it hasn't been that easy.
No.
It's a little difficult. So now tell me, you created this CD, you called it Years in the Breaking, sort of a takeoff on Years in the Making. Tell me about that.
The title, yes, is a playoff of Years in the Making, and it was basically off of the fact that I wrote a lot of those songs, majority of those songs, when it was like kind of breaking points for me. I was young, you know, bad relationships, or like going to California, leaving my family, and there's a point where it's just, you know, you realize that those moments that kind of break you at the same time help to build your character. You know, and it actually ends up like making, like, it's in the process of making the person you're becoming, you know.
Sure. Makes you stronger in the broken places.
Yeah, exactly.
And is that what you still use for inspiration for your songs?
Those moments. Most definitely. Yeah, because there is a writer, Sarah Bareilles, or she's a singer-songwriter. And she said it's like those sad moments that she goes, she doesn't write about happy moments. And I was like, oh, I totally can relate to that. It's rare that I've written a happy song. And she goes, it's because it's like those sad moments are those times where it's just like enough to, you know, knock you on your butt and sit down and write something because you're so, you feel kind of helpless, you know? So I totally, like, I feel like that's perfectly said.
it speaks to you.
Yeah.
And now, as you mentioned, you get to be the voice that speaks to someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
How does your family been able to help you with this whole musical career? I mean, you started off, there's other musical members of your family, and you kind of said, this is what I'm going to do for life. How has that all worked together?
So with my family, just kind of keeping music as that constant, you know, in our life, in, well, for me and my sister, is like keeping that constant in our lives. It was just, it was really nice to be able to have such a comfort in music. So like I told you earlier, I didn't figure out till college that it was something I wanted to do as a career, but having that foundation of something was like kind of home base as far as music goes, as far as something, you know, to do. It was always something I would always go back to. But when I made the transition going to California, it was hard because I was so used to that. So in a way, it pushed me out of that box. And it was kind of like, okay, it's like, this is either going to make or break me. And in a way, in some ways, it did break me. But I was like, okay, either these moments, I'm going to learn from it and develop from there, or, you know, I'm just going to kind of sulk. So it was hard for my family, and I couldn't blame them for how I left. And, you know, it was a rough time. But when it came to, it was kind of this transition of like, I mean, the turning point was the album, the releasing of the album. And my family, like, they came so strong that day. And it was such a stressful time for me with everything that was going on.
Even though you talked about them on the album.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were okay with that.
I know. Yeah. That was a little awkward, but.
Didn't mean that, Mom. But, you know, like, everybody else likes it.
Sorry. Love you. But, yeah. So it was one of those things, like, they came out shining, like, They were the ones who did the merchandise booth. My mom was the one kind of like helping me keep my ish together. You know, it was rough, but they came strong.
Everybody came together.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's funny that it was because of the music.
Well, and it's been a force your whole life.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going from here? Grammy Award winner someday?
I don't know if it's too cliche, but wherever the wind takes me, pretty much.
Well, and you know, you've followed the wind so far and done fairly well. We wish you luck for the event. Joni Lomato is a Nahoku nominee for the R&B category for her album Years in the Breaking. The awards take place this Saturday night at the Hawaii Convention Center. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. More information is on our website, hpr2.org.
I'm trying.